Hi, I'm Randy Fay.
And I'm Nancy Lewis.
And we'd like to welcome you to our second Hobo Biker podcast. We have the amazing story today of just one of the incredible families that has invited us in and befriended us in on our trip in Mexico. On this day, it's actually the day after we left Tim Malik, who spoke in our first podcast. We rode from Guachochi in Chihuahua to Bayesa. It was quite a hard day's ride, and maybe we bit off a little more than we could chew, but we were coming into town actually after dark, which we try never to do. It's not what we want to do. It wasn't much after dark, but we try not to come in, not to ride after dark. And we came into town, and we needed to find a place to stay, and we just kind of got ourselves oriented, and we went up to one woman and said, is there a hotel around or someplace that we could stay? And she said, well, nah, the hotels are way too expensive. She was a little too eager, a little too brusque for us. Something about her didn't quite seem right. But she said, well, let me get you a room to rent. I'm sure there's a place we can get you that's a room to rent that'll be much better. And so we kind of reluctantly, we had our guard a little bit up. We followed her into some various areas of this little town, Bayesa. We followed her in, but it turned out that the place she was looking for didn't exist or didn't have any room or something. So we went back to the hotel, and the hotel was too expensive for us. And she asked the woman who she had commandeered this woman's pickup truck, and she asked her, hey, can they stay with you? And lo and behold, the woman said, well, yeah, they can. And that is how Josefina and Dionysios brought us into their home. And I'll let Nancy continue the story from there.
So the woman with the pickup truck said, oh, come home with me. My husband loves to speak English, and it would be really fun to have you come to our house. We looked at each other and said, well, okay. So we followed them back to the dark part of the town, through the dirty roads, dusty roads, some cracks and disheveled. And it turned out that her husband was so welcoming. His name was
Dionysio.
And her name, the mother's name, was Josefina. Josefina, we predicted, was around 40-ish, and Dionysio, he's around 50. He looks quite aged, and she looks quite young, and very pretty, moves very, very fine and fast, just really nice. The fact that she has, I think, works all day long, very, very hard physically, and that she's a strong lady. She's only about 5 foot tall. It happens to be Friday night, and we come in to the gates of their home. They open up the gates to their basically compound, and we go in and bring our bikes in there, and the dog is there, and the husband, he's just so happy to meet us, and almost immediately he says, you want a warm shower and a beer? And of course we said yes, those would be wonderful. So he starts up the water heater, puts some wood underneath the water heater, lights it up. That's going to be take about a half hour to get ready. Pours us a beer, and off we go. We get to meet their children, Mata, and she's 12, and Sergio, who's 14. Wonderful, wonderful kids. You know, the one thing that we did notice with this whole family is they're so intact. They just have such a correctness to them, and that's a terminology that Mexicans use for honest, hardworking people. We kind of spend the night there. He goes out and gets food to make burritos, and him and her both are cooking up a storm, fresh guacamole and tortillas and beans, and just a wonderful little feast, which we appreciated because we were pretty hungry. And the children sit and talk with us and tell us about their school and looking us in the eye and just talk and get their books out. And you know what? We just were adopted, just like we were the long-lost relatives that came to stay. And they ended up putting us in the son, Sergio's room, and he went and slept in Mater's room. This family actually is quite wealthy compared to most of the Mexicans that we have stayed with. They have a telephone, they have running water, electricity, TVs, etc. But I think the wealth is the connection. She's such a hard-working woman, and she's a hair cutter, and he's actually a rancher. He has a ranch outside of the town of Baliza, where he has 35 cattle. He goes there Monday through Saturday, works there. I think he comes home every night. I'm not quite sure because there's another house there. She's, it was amazing. We actually stayed on Saturday. We stayed on Sunday because we came in on Saturday. And we planned to leave, but they said, no, leave on Monday. There is tamales to be made. So I decided that'd be great to learn how to make tamales by hand. So in the morning when we got up, we started the process. Well, there was a cow's head right on the table with all the teeth and the eyeballs, and it's all cooked. It had been cooking overnight or something like that, and I was like, wow. And we ended up picking all the meat off of the head. She showed me how to mix the cornmeal with the basically lard. She hand mixes and hand mixes and hand mixes. We put water in there, and we put some baking soda and a little bit of salt, and she mixes more. And we end up making, I must have said 200 tamales, give or take. So we mixed up the cornmeal. I saw how to make the chili, how to boil a chili, put it in a blender, mix it up, sieve it. I made a mess of the kitchen, sieving it, hitting the little sieve on the side, and getting the seeds separated and then throwing the seeds away, but it was splattering everywhere. But she was so fine with it. And meanwhile, I'm teaching, she's teaching me Spanish as well as the husband. I made such a mess sieving out the chilies and separating the seeds from actually the sauce, and she was fine with that. So we were, she was teaching me Spanish and correctly pronouncing things. I was teaching her English, so she was pretty good at English because she actually took care of some kids in the United States, and he worked for many, many years in the United States, many states, must have been 5 or 6 different states, and then came back. So, back to our tamale making. After we mixed up the chilies with a little water, we put that into the meat, the beef, which was shredded and separated, and we mixed that up. Then we soaked the tamale corn husks and got those all separated and took the corn mace mixture and put that and spread that on to the corn husk. Then we spread the meat with the chili sauce in that, and then you would roll it. We learned which side is correct side to use for the tamale, and it was just amazing. We spent, must have been 4 hours, making the tamales. I was actually very, very tired, and I was just the helper. And then after, of course, you spread them, there's a certain way to fold them. We made the meat ones, and then it was time to make the dulce, which is the sugary ones. So we went out, and we cracked nuts. I believe they were pecans, and put raisins together and peanuts. We sat outside the women. She had a friend there. We were all just kind of doing the female Mexican thing, sitting in the back of the compound outside with the chickens and the dog and the cat, and amongst the rabbit ear cactus also in the backyard had a lavandera, which is a concrete basin, and the washwoman that she hired came, and she was washing and hanging up the laundry, and all day long people came and went. She'd give a haircut to a few people. Meanwhile, Don Anisa's day is he's off, it's Sunday, and he's just lying on the couch the whole day long watching football and drinking beer, and that's what he does. The father-in-law was also staying at the house, though he was down at the square. They were the town's square was holding a protest by the Tarahumara, who came down from all the over the villages down to this plaza, and they were there for, it was 15 days when we got there, and there was, must have been 300 people. So the grandfather was a supporter. I think they were, he was partially Tarahumara because his mom lived down in Batapilas. We'd go over there a couple times a day, bring some tortillas or just to pick them up. You know, it's just so generous of these folks just to bring us into their house and adopt us, and just like we were family, complete strangers. And here we were, you know, so comfortable. They lit the showers for us again, so we had nice showers. And I don't know, the wealth that these people bestowed upon us was just amazing. And we did try to offer some kind of payment for their hospitality, but they are correct people, and they said no. When we left on Monday, it was really sad. Josefina actually was crying, and you know, the hug that I felt from her was like a friend that I've known forever, kind of like a friend that was lost, and I finally found her. It's just off we ended up taking off on Monday and riding, and as we were riding down out of town, we rode past their ranchero, and there they were, Sergio and Donna Nisa, working, seeing the cattle. They were going to mend the fences for the day, and we are yelling. They're way down in the valley. We're way up on the road, and we get to see their yellow house, and it's really beautiful. That is just one day in the life of the hobo bikers.
We always say that our trip is really about the kind people that we meet, and Josefina and Dionisio just reinforce that again. Well, we thank you for joining us for another Hobo Biker podcast, and love to have your feedback. If you want to give us a call, you can leave us a message at 303-731-3611. Any kind of questions or comments or anything else, we can even play your voice on a later podcast, perhaps. Sorry about any little problems that you may have with the audio. There was some construction going on in the background as Nancy was recording her part, and we're just learning how to do all this. That maybe will get better as time goes on. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 303-731-3611 or send us an email at randyandnancy@hobobiker.com. And do stay with us on hobobiker.com. If you sign up for the email list, you find several places to sign up for that on the front page. If you sign up for the email list, you'll get a note from us every month or so telling you about updates that we've made. So thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.